everybody. This is your girl, Shawana, doing another podcast. I know I've been away for a couple days with this new job. It keeps me busy. But I'm still going to be doing my podcasting, speaking. Hopefully, whatever I'm saying is helping somebody, that is blessing somebody, because I'm going to keep doing it as long as God tells me to do it. I'm still so excited about doing this. My exit's moving, letting go and letting God take control. Today, I want to talk about, why are we settling? Why do we settle? Why do we settle for things that we don't have to settle for? Such as relationships. Why do we stay with boyfriends that we know are no good to us? Or girlfriends that we know they're no good to us? Or even husbands and wives. Jobs. We stay on jobs knowing they're not the good jobs for us, but we just settle because we think that's something we have to do. Just everything in life that we particularly do, a lot of times, why are we settling for stuff instead of trusting in God for better? That's what I'm talking about today. Why do we settle? I can speak for myself that I know I have settled for a lot of things for so many years. Instead of trusting God and stepping out on faith for better, I settled because I felt like that's what I had to do. Because being a single mother, I felt like some of the jobs that I had to do them because I had to make ends meet and take care of my sons. But in retrospect, I didn't have to do that. Because if I would have stepped out on faith and listened to God with a lot of things, I wouldn't have to struggle and settle. Just like with relationships, boyfriends. And I'm speaking about a lot of us women. We don't want to be by ourselves. We pray to God about having a good man, that he sent us a good man, sent us a husband, and then somebody comes, walks in our lives, and we think that's the person that God wants us to be with, and we sit here and take a lot of crap and settle for the things because we don't want to be by ourselves. And not knowing and listening to God to see, hey, this is not what God wants for me. God don't want us to suffer. He don't want us to be abused and talked upon or hit on in a relationship. That's not love. So why do we settle for that? There's plenty of fish in the sea. But we settle. Same thing with men. Y'all settle for a woman that means you no good. You're a good man to her. You probably pay the bills, take care of the children, buy her anything she wants, take care of her, but she's out there messing around with your best friend. But you say, I love her, I don't want to leave her. That ain't love. And I said before in my other podcast, there's a difference between loving somebody and being in love. And a lot of times we are loving and lusting and not being in love. And we settle for that loving and lust. So why are we settling? Why are we settling in our neighborhoods? Letting the crime and stuff that go in our neighborhood because we're scared to speak up. So we just settle. We just let it go. Oh, I ain't finna get involved with that. They ain't gonna change nothing. So you just settle. No. If everybody spoke up, then things would change. You have to be that voice. I don't want to live in a neighborhood that I grew up in. And then people come in the neighborhood selling drugs and doing crimes. And I built me a house in this neighborhood and worked hard for years. I'm not going to sit here and settle for my neighborhood to be torn down like that. So why are we settling for stuff like that? Just like voting. Just like the president. We got the president race going on. People coming out trying to be president. And a lot of us don't get out and vote because we just want to settle. We want to say, oh, they're going to pick who they want to pick. It ain't going to be no change, so I'm not going to worry about voting. Yes, it does matter. It matters. You shouldn't settle for anything because whatever is going on in this country affects you, your children, your grandchildren, your family. So why wouldn't you want to get involved and make sure that what you've worked for and built is protected and just settle for whatever? We got to stop settling, guys. We have to stop settling for whatever. And especially when it comes to our spirituality, being a Christian or being with God, we just can't settle for anything. We got to step out and be in the front and serve God and not settle. We are the ones that are supposed to be the spokesperson for God. We're supposed to be living our lives according to Him and showing and set an example for everybody else. Not settling and living along with everybody else and just settling and going on with the crowd and doing what everybody else is doing because we don't believe. That's our problem. We have to have faith in something. So why are we just settling for everything? Even in, mostly in our black race. Yeah, I'm going there. I'm talking about it today. Especially in our black race. We settle. We don't want to see change. We just go with what people give us. Because we done did it for so many years. We don't want to seek change. We don't want to do better. Because we're so used to being oppressed and depressed that we want to stay there. We don't want to move forward and lift up and have things better. Do you know our ancestors, my great-grandmother, your grandmother, and so forth, that were slaves, they had a vision. They knew that if they fought and did whatever they had to do to stop being slaves, to make lives better for the future, for their future generation, that's what they did. So that's what we need to be doing. We need to stop settling for stuff and start standing up for ourselves, our heritage, for our children and grandchildren to have a life, a better life than what we have. Not keep settling for the bull crap. We got to stop doing these things. Why are we settling? God didn't intend for us to settle. He want us to be blessed and to live prosperous. He want us to be settling, poor and struggling. But we're doing it because we don't want to step out on faith. We're too busy being prejudiced against our own selves and our own race. If somebody buy a new house or get a better job, we talk down on them instead of saying, yay, another one of us made it. They can pave the way to show us how to do it. We can't do that. We gotta talk down on them. Here we go, we're talking about Jay-Z. Jay-Z then met with the NFL trying to make changes of their mindset with the athletes, and here we go talking about it. Which one of us has stood up and say, hey, we're finna make a change? See, a lot of us talk about stuff, but we're not willing to get out there and make a difference. But we talk about the people that are. Why do we do that? Why do we knock down our fellow brother or sister when they're trying to make change or make the world better for ourselves? We want to talk about it. We want to look down on them. We're going to try to act like, oh, he think he all there. Oh, he ain't nothing but a sellout. What is a sellout? If you're going to talk about stuff, you need to walk the walk when you're talking. What are you doing to make a difference in the world? That was another one of my podcasts. What are you doing? What are you doing to be a servant for God? Are you just settling? Because if you're just selling, you don't need to speak if you're not making a difference. So that's what I'm talking about today. I went to church, and God knows, pastor was preaching on some lot of good things. A lot of good things. And that got my mind to roaming and thinking and just thinking about life, period, and my situation, everybody else's situation in this world, about a lot of things that we are doing to put ourselves in situations that are bad, that we're just settling for everything and not making a difference and standing up for stuff. The most important thing that we have to do, we got to stand up for God. That's the main thing, to have God in the midst, and He will guide us through everything else. But we're not even doing that. So we're settling for whatever, not praising the Lord. We're settling for however we're living, like letting the people come in and do whatever they want to do with our communities, and we just stand back and let it happen. But we complain about it, but we're not doing nothing about it. We got to stop that. We got to stop running our mouths and take action and get on that battlefield like the Lord say. That's what we got to start doing. And that's why I'm stepping out on faith. Because I'm done settling. I'm done sitting back and watching and keep saying to myself, oh, I want to do this. I want to make this change. I want to try to have this type of organization to help people. I ain't finna keep saying what I want. I'm finna start doing it, and I am. That's why I'm on this podcast. I'm stepping out on faith speaking. And I hope whatever I say is helping somebody. And you don't have to agree what I talk about. But as long as I'm talking and making awareness and hopefully trying to help somebody, I'm going to keep doing it. I'm not going to keep sitting on the sidelines. So I hope whatever I say today, I hope it can help somebody. I hope everyone take a look in the mirror and just think about, why are we settling for all this stuff that's going on? We need to make a difference. We need to make a change. And we got to start with ourselves first. And most of all, we got to have God in the midst when we're doing it. So I hope y'all have a happy Sunday, and I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.